This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Engaging and informative. Power Breakfast with TT on Power 98.7.
18 minutes before 7 on the Power Breakfast. So the Department of Health say they are considering adopting artificial intelligence as part of its efforts to accelerate the screening and diagnosis of tuberculosis and silicosis in South Africa. This follows the recommendation by the World Health Organization for member states to use computer-aided detection software to intercept chest x-rays when screening and triaging for tuberculosis. All right, let's get more. I've got on the line with us technical specialist on occupational health diseases at the National Health Department, Dr. Mpho Rabada, is on the line. Dr. Rabada, good morning and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
Let me first find out, when it comes to these diseases such as silicosis, actually, was one I found quite interesting. Is this something that we're still dealing with in 2024? You know, I thought that miners are operating under, at least with more protection, whether it be from protective gear that they wear, but that conditions have improved a lot. Is silicosis still an issue?
Yes, silicosis is still an issue from the fact that silicosis is a latent disease. In other words, you get exposed to dust today. Silicosis can, because of the dust, it goes into the lungs, it causes inflammation and fibrosis. But that only comes in 10, 15, 20 years. So people who were exposed to dust 15 years ago, 20 years ago, are diagnosed now of that disease. So when they leave the mine, they leave, when you do an x-ray, it's clear. But because this they call it silica dust, it stays in the lungs. The lungs cannot take it out, and therefore you get fibrosis over time. That is why there is a surveillance program that takes place like every second year so that we can see if you are developing it. Then if you are, of course, there are criteria that gets used for compensation. So there is a compensation linked to silicosis. So the short answer is yes, you still have silicosis, and because of the latent of it. It's unlike a injury happens now, compensated, and it gets reported.
Okay.
Silicosis, it's a long-term kind of surveillance program.
Okay, now understood. Okay, let's now just turn to the story at hand, and this is the proposed use of AI. Just tell us about how currently screening, the current screening methods that are used, and how these would be enhanced by the use of AI.
So the current screening methods, the gold standard is a chest X-ray, of course, a digital chest X-ray, and a CT scan, and also postmortem. But the one that is mostly used is a chest X-ray. But remember that a chest X-ray is therefore then dependent on a human eye reading it. And we also, as you know, that in South Africa, we've got a great shortage of radiologists. So AI and computer-aided diagnosis has been proven that it can read X-ray as good as radiologists. So what it does, it does not replace them. But if you are in a rural area somewhere and they take a digital X-ray, so because these X-rays are stored in the cloud or online, so the software can then read these X-rays so that we do not have cases that get through the cracks that are not read, or that the person who's reading actually misreads something else. So by doing this, so you're making sure that the screening is more robust, it's more rich, and those people who therefore need to be compensated get compensated.
All right. And then also just in terms of, one thing, so AI, the use of AI, would that also maybe help in terms of, making it cheaper or more accessible if you use technology, especially AI, and you are able to have a wider reach?
That is correct. So for you to screen, let's say, 1,000 X-rays, you would need a couple of radiologists to screen those over time. Whereas it can be screened in 2 hours, all of them. And then those that are normal, therefore, would be then taken aside. Those that are screened as having problems, they are the ones that goes to for quality assurance. So it will reduce the unit cost. That's number one. Number two, it will increase in access. Number three, it aids also in teaching. And number four, in terms of equity, and quality. So it increases all those aspects, access, equity, and quality.
All right. No, that's just fascinating. Of course, that there's no way I would conclude this conversation without asking you about what's happening at the T20 World Cup, where I see that after an initial slow start, Ace Paceman looks like he's finding his range a bit now.
Yes. We've always had a problem of, as a team, doing very well and then paper at the end. I think this time, maybe we need to pick at the right time, maintain, and then somehow break the duck and come back home with something. And so we are expectant without giving them undue pressure. But we always believe in them. Rain or shine, we always believe in them.
Absolutely. Now, let's hope that this will be their moment after all these near misses. Thank you so much, Dr. Rabada. I appreciate your time.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Dr. Mpho Rabada, Technical Specialist on Occupational Health Diseases at the National Health Department of Health. In case you haven't figured it out yet, Dr. Rabada is Kagiso Rabada's father. That's why I asked him about the cricket. And did you also know that Dr. Rabada is a musician? There you go. He's also got, as a side hustle, he makes music, does Dr. Rabada. Talk about a man of many talents. This is The Power Breakfast on Power 98.7. So next time you're going on your streaming platforms, check out Poroza Doctor.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.